This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Take a look inside your heart, is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee. Because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough.
Know the name of that song?
That girl's a liar.
Boy's a liar, part two.
Boy's a liar.
Yes, indeed.
Liar, she says layer.
Yeah.
Layer.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Tate
McRae?
Pink Pantheress.
Pink Pantheress. No, that's the rap.
Ice Spice.
That's the Ice Spice. Pink Pantheress. Sorry.
Yeah. We're back here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final hour of the show. We got a lot to sort out in this final hour, including...
Oh, no, we only got one thing to sort out.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple details within that, though.
That boy's a Leo.
In addition to the trial that is going to make all of America stand still, we have Sarah Silverman tickets to give away this hour. Sarah Silverman is bringing her post-mortem tour to the Fillmore in Miami Beach this coming January. That's right, January of next year. Already got tickets. Keep listening to us for details on how you can win those tickets. This is a Live Nation show. Also, you want to score tax-free tickets to Kaseya Center, concerts like Nicki Minaj, Usher, and Shakira, plus Miami Heat preseason games? Visit KaseyaCenter.com to shop the hottest acts tax-free in July. This tax-free deal is valid for all events scheduled throughout the end of the year. So you buy them now, you won't have to pay any taxes. As we saw from yesterday's soccer game, sometimes these tickets can get expensive, so... Hop on them as you can.
Clearly, the best way to see the game was free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just jump the gate.
You'll five-finger discount, climb through the air ducts, and you're good.
You saw the guy get stuck on the fence. Doesn't it suck when everyone's doing it and you're the one who gets stuck? It's like, should be more athletic,
or
buddy.
Or you the one that get tased. I think here's the problem. I think they cut so much. As far as protection, like when you have a big event here, there's probably more money that goes into the security of the players and the other people than a lot of other things that go on. It almost seemed like they just figured, no big deal. We'll just, we'll have some people there. But
which I understand, because like 7,000 people, like just deciding we're going to storm into the, like, that's not a normal thing. Like,
but you need barriers.
Yeah. But you think about like how many Super Bowl, it's not like we've never had big events at Hard Rock Stadium, Formula One races, Super Bowls, national championship.
You think somebody would try to do that for a Super Bowl?
Say no, of course not. Here, but
why?
And that's what I'm saying. It's not a normal situation.
Isn't this basically the Super Bowl of soccer or something?
No,
the World Cup is the
Super Bowl of soccer. Too many Super Bowls of soccer. There's so many trophies. Soccer, dude. I've had enough of this soccer.
People are blaming Hard Rock Stadium when 7,000 people trying to break it. That's not a normal thing.
All Hard Rock did was rent out the venue. Everything else, the party that rented the building is the one that's responsible for. Right.
Right.
This is why we can't have nice things, guys.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Along with people lying.
Well, okay. We look, innocent until proven guilty. We'll find out soon enough.
Really? Really?
Look, I mean, so far.
You can't tell a story and be smiling yourself and expect us to buy it.
Well, so far, my first witness went pretty well. Smooth.
Mama doesn't count?
Come on.
I wonder why. Yeah.
Smooth. It's a paid actress.
And you asked all the questions.
Yeah. Okay. You know, that's fair. It's just because most of the questions you had were for my fiance. So, you know, right. I had to make sure that we got some use out. I paid this witness a lot. Got to make sure I get some use out of this, you know? Let's get to some headlines that are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a college store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I mentioned it earlier in the show.
Somebody said they hired Greg and Day Day from Friday.
Top flight security in the world, Greg. I mentioned it earlier in the show. The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics this past Saturday at the Summer League currently happening in Las Vegas. The Heat are back in action tonight. It says 6 p.m. That's really strange, though, right? Is that West Coast time?
Is it 6 p.m. local time or 6 p.m. 6 p.m. here?
That is a good question. That is a good question. Las Vegas, because, you know, there's so many teams, though, that they do sometimes sneak in a 6 p.m. game. So I'm not necessarily sure. Also, they have Toronto.
It's 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking at it now.
That's strange, right? It's early, but whatever. That's early basketball for you guys. That is Oklahoma City versus Miami, 6 p.m. Like you said, you can catch that on ESPN Plus and ESPNU. Happy to see our boys in action again. Jaime Jaquez looking to play another game. Khalil
Will play tonight?
Yes, he will be playing tonight. He said he'll be playing two games or so. So I think the first one was on Saturday. This is going to be his second one. He'll probably wrap it up after that. So far, out of the four Summer League games the Miami Heat have played, they are an impressive 3-1, only losing that first one. But boy, did they lose that first one.
Woo!
Yeah, that one was rough. In other news, I know we've had a lot of things going on, of course, but the Miami Marlins, our boys, they were actually able to pick up a win yesterday against the Cincinnati Reds, 3-2. Bit of a break, as you know, there is All-Star Weekend in the All-Star Week, I should say, in MLB. Yesterday, my boy, who lied to me, by the way, speaking of liars, Marcelo Hernandez participated in the celebrity baseball game. And I believe tonight is a home run derby. You guys interested in that?
I prefer the home run derby to the actual All-Star game, to be honest.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think you're not alone in that sentiment. It's funner.
No.
You know?
They keep changing the rules, though.
I'm always confused. Every year, I don't know what's going on. Is he really winning or what?
Yeah.
Goal balls, bonus bats. Like,
And then oftentimes, if someone goes off in like the first round, they don't end up winning because they used up all their home runs in the first round. They get tired.
I would hate to go first.
Yeah. That's true. Now, the prospect of back-to-back champions is out of the picture. The 2023 winner, Vlad Guerrero Jr., is not part of this year's field. So, Pete Alonso, though, will try to become the second player to win the event three times, joining the elite company of, can you guys guess, the other player to win it three times?
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
That is a safe estimate, but it was the kid, Ken Griffey Jr. Pretty solid. Good video game, by the way. A very slept-on video game. Ken Griffey Jr. That's baseball. Love that.
That's the last baseball game I played, like 30 years ago.
Honestly, that's fair. Nintendo 64, Ken Griffey baseball. One thing I always had a problem with is they always had these comments like you'd make a catch and they'd be like, that was a sweet one-handed grab. And I'm like, it's baseball, dude. What else am I going to do? Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? What a sweet one-handed grab. Well, yeah, dude. I got a glove on that hand. That's why. Yeah. Very interesting. We will be done with soccer for quite some time, but MLS will return. Not sure if Messi's going to be there. We saw him get injured yesterday and cry. You saw him crying again, dude?
I mean, wasn't guy, he also in pain?
He's just this he guy was, cries a lot.
Hey, well, he was crying. He was crying.
Very important game. I'll
break it down.
Yeah,
he's such a competitor. He was crying that he wouldn't. It's a 0-0 game, 0-0. He wouldn't be there for the rest of the game. That's why he was crying.
No, yeah.
So you agree, Dono? He's a baby then.
Hey, it's amazing how somebody who's never been hurt will take somebody else's injury and tell them how they should feel or how tough they should be.
I mean, just the waterworks, dude. Like, oh my God, he's the most decorated player of all time. Get over it.
And also, it's probably not if he can't run.
Yeah, it is. It is his last Copa America, probably. And I mean, he's had success. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I saw the play in slow motion. That was rough.
Play that injured him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like they do in basketball when you see that ankle go.
Oh, when it like they like step on someone's foot or something like that. That's always the worst.
I bet you those Orlando City fans were happy to see.
Yeah, probably. Stupid Orlando City and your stupid tornadoes.
I'm sure you had some waterworks when your head was outside the window.
It wasn't me. It was the other guy whose head was outside the window. But we will confirm that. We will confirm that coming up, of course. Inter Miami set to take action this Wednesday, by the way, at Toronto. So that's interesting. Obviously, based off what we're looking like, seems like Messi won't be available for that one. But it's okay. As long as Inter Miami is what he's focusing on moving forward, I'll be okay. I'll definitely be okay. No more of this international play. No more of these waterworks either. Jeez. Picking things up in football, I mentioned, although this, you know, isn't necessarily a top story for those who don't have video game systems. Dono, countdown, you're at 2 hours and 44 minutes until the release of NCAA Football 24, the first college football game to release since NCAA Football 2009.
Now they can use names.
I'm very pumped.
Yes, indeed, they can use names. Leroy, you have a nephew or a cousin who plays running back? Yeah.
Running back. He was at Texas A&M.
Yes.
Then when the coach got fired, he had to go somewhere else.
Well,
I'm going to put him in the portal. I'm going to put him in the transfer portal. I'll pick him up from
you know what? Just came off of Achilles tear.
Okay, I'm probably not going to do that.
Okay.
He's back now.
Oh, he's back? Sure, okay.
Oh, God, he's back.
My first order of business, pick up Leroy's nephew.
I saw a little bit of a preview for the Miami Hurricanes, who look to take a step forward in regards to ACC competition. Based off what is listed here, the Miami Hurricanes have the top-ranked offense in the ACC and are actually the third best-ranked team behind Clemson at overall of a 90, and the Miami Hurricanes tied with the Florida State Seminoles at 88. Now, the Hurricanes offense, the top ranked in the ACC with an 89 overall rating for their offense. And because I'm a child and I focus on things like lineage and nostalgia, Chris Johnson Jr., as you all know, his father, Chris Johnson, the speedster that used to play for the Titans, owner.
That's not his dad.
That's not his dad?
No.
Damn. So this completely.
It's a different Chris Johnson.
This eliminates everything I was about to say about him being just as fat as fast as his father. What? They have the same name with Junior. Why would I check?
They play the same position. Fair of it.
Same position. They kind of look alike, too. But am I allowed to say that? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. And a 98 speed? Come on, bro. Are you sure? I need a DNA test. I don't believe you, Dono. I know you know everything about Hurricanes, and you're probably 100% right. But because I have to double down on my mistake.
Chris Johnson ran for 2,000.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It's not even his father. It's a different Chris Johnson. I was going to say, that is going to be the guy who I abuse with a 98 overall speed. Look at how prepared I was to discuss my love for Chris Johnson Jr. simply by, look at this picture, dude. I was ready. I am ready to go. I am ready for NCAA football.
I can verify Miami's Chris Johnson Jr. is very fast. Like you were right about that part of it, and the video game is right about that part of it.
Looking forward to it. Apparently, I did not do the research, but Dane South says I'm telling lies again. This is not it's not going well for me, of course. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, the trial heard around America will conclude with the final investigation. In addition to that, look, now they're doubting me on the chat. Marcos didn't see a tornado. It was water going down a sink. All right, dude. In addition to that, we have Start Bench Cut Summer Blockbuster Edition returning to the show. So we're going to end things on a high note. Make sure you tune in 560 WQAM, Miami 560 WQAM on the YouTube and Twitch. We got more after this.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a cold year, and terrorists don't prey on innocent victims. Trust me, darling.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Sorry about that. This song.
The whole time during break. Were you behind the camera?
No. Were you prepping?
No. The witness?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Yes, he was.
I was dealing with Jimmy as Jimmy was commenting on the wild actions at Hard Rock last night. But enough of that.
Was he there?
Don't blame Jimmy.
No, he was not there, but he probably has something to do with it. You can't trust Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy was there. He's wearing a James Rodriguez jersey. He's climbing fences. He's climbing air ducts.
All right.
Jimmy is a liar, too, isn't he?
No, wait. Jimmy, Solana is a baby, and Jimmy is a liar. Yep, that's it. Solana is a baby.
Today's full of lies.
Let's go ahead and begin the trial. Yeah. The defense would like to call witness, beautiful witness, my man, Glennis, soon to be Gonzalez, to the stand. Hello, ma'am. You are on air.
My whole government name? That's crazy.
Yeah, no. I apologize.
Hi, Glennis.
Hello.
So, before he starts coaxing you down the wrong path, you have to understand the story that he has told us.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to start the way he started the story.
Okay.
So, I was at the gas station.
Wait, was that true?
No. Hold on. Let me tell you. I was at the gas station. I was leaving the gas station. There was a guy in the car in front of me with his head out like the Joker. Right? I look up. There was a tornado. It hadn't quite touched down. It was touching down. So driving down the street, I make a right-hand turn. It must have been trash day because there was trash all over the place.
Crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. So I backed into a random driveway because it was a dead end. And just parked.
All right.
Now, so that now, is the story he told.
What elements are you questioning now?
I said, then what about Glennis? Because I know if she was in the car, that's not how smoothly it went. So will you please tell your recollection of said story? Because he couldn't stop from smiling.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was a tornado, a hurricane, or just a pack of dogs. He was telling basically a Sharknado story.
Oh.
And so we don't know what to believe. So can you please explain to us what happened on said events? I want to say it was what? 2020?
Yes. June of 2020.
Orlando,
correct.
Around the corner from his mom's house. His mom was no help whatsoever.
Oh, I thought she was a great help.
She just agreed with her baby.
Oh, she was a great help.
She just agreed with her baby. So can you please tell us now? Can I ask you one question? Did you get a little hysterical and antsy in the car with him driving?
Oh, I cursed like a sailor.
Yeah,
see, I know. And that's what I said. I said, wait a minute. I've been married with my girl for a long time, and I know there ain't no way in hell that these series of events was happening, and there wasn't yelling next to you. So go ahead, tell how the story went in your eyes.
You tell us what happened, huh?
Okay, so I remember we were at the gas station. I think we were getting like Trulies or something. I don't know. We were
water.
Not number one.
It's hard seltzer. Hard seltzer.
We need to get something. And you know, then we get in the car. The gas station is not far, like not even
Wait,
half a mile.
Can I ask a question real quick? True or false? Did multiple phone alarms go off?
Yes. So while we were pulling away from the gas station, my alarm went off, like tornado warning in effect. Marcos's. So for those who don't know, he's an Android user.
Okay. No, unnecessary. Unnecessary. Did not.
I'm pretty sure.
I do know because I get the stupid green notifications from Marcos, and I hate it.
He ruins our group chat every day.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Group chat is into two.
All right.
Specifically, okay.
Hearsay, Your Honor.
And we didn't take it serious because, well, we're in Florida. It doesn't happen. So anyways, we get in the car. We're heading to his mom's, not far. Then we see kind of the formation, the dark clouds around. You know, you hear kind of like this whistle train sound.
Got a question real quick before we move too far.
You said it looked like a Dorito.
True or false? Okay, hold on. True or false?
Formation?
Was there a person hanging out of their window?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody was hanging from the side of their window trying to see what was going on. You couldn't really spot where the tornado was kind of forming at first, but you can hear it. You can see there was something going, you know, like the weather pattern was definitely changing in that moment for the clouds and stuff. Hanging out of their car window, and then when shit got serious and we thought, oh, it's on the ground, it touched ground, that's when you're starting to see all the signs flying up, trash everywhere, debris. And then in the recording itself, you can hear.
But, okay, hold on. Before you quote the recording, you are on live radio, ma'am. Please allow me to reiterate that you are on live radio before you quote the rest of this story.
Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Things that I can't say on air.
Yes.
For the entire duration of the video. We did managed to go into the neighbor, like, so we completely avoided his mom's area because that's exactly where the tornado was heading. So we went into like back roads, and at that point we just couldn't see. Things were like thumping into the car. We had a rental.
Yep. Look at that.
Something happened. Look at that. Where like the screen got cracked.
Yeah.
Or something got dented. So at that point we pull over to like this abandoned house. And we just kind of waited it out there. And then once things cooled down, we went back to the area where his mom lived. And the unit next to hers, like the roof was completely off, electric poles down. It seemed like the tornado was specifically going just towards her house.
Now,
just her street.
Can you confirm whether or not it was garbage day? Can we confirm whether or not?
Everywhere.
Glennis, you understand why this man is hard to believe when he's adding.
He basically said there's an obstacle course.
There was a bit of an obstacle course. I would, according to me, there was a bit of an obstacle course.
Okay, can I ask how close did you feel? How close did the tornado get to the vehicle?
What was that?
How close did you feel the tornado got to the vehicle?
It was pretty close. I'd say we were lucky enough to make the first right before we walked to it. But again, from the gas station to his mom's house, it wasn't even a minute drive. We were so close. So to see the tornado form, touch, and it's heading to his mom's house, and then we make that right. So I would say it was right in front of us by the time we saw it kind of, you know, officially touch ground.
I'd say approximately 100 feet.
Would you describe it as a dark, ominous triangulation.
Oh, yeah, definitely Dementors.
Oh, Dementors. That's like Harry Potter.
At what point? At what point during that minute did you see a cow fly over your car?
That was after. That was after.
Oh, well, you know what I think? Marcos may be lying about that one.
Okay.
It was a cow. It was a little baby cow.
Aha! It was a calf. Yes.
He always tells people it's like one of those Texas Longhorn cows.
Yeah.
It was a
little baby cat.
Also, how was Marcos reacting to everything as he was driving?
Oh my gosh.
Calm, right?
He was actually pretty calm and collected.
Yeah, right?
Calm and collected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up until the driveway.
Sometimes in the video, like, okay. But that's about it.
That sounds like Marcos. Oh, we're doing, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's exactly. Okay. All righty.
That's the one right there. That's okay.
Okay.
Throughout the whole video, that's all you hear.
Yep. So.
It's the panic.
Your Honor, I think we've proven what we needed to.
Is there any further questions here? What else are
we missing? No, I mean, listen. We let her tell the story, and we can, like, pretty much, I would have to say that you're off the hook.
Yeah!
You have to understand. He told this story in a way that nobody would believe him. Because
okay. Well, don't need to.
Because he tells the story with a series of facts, but the way he tells it is not believable.
He also may or may not have seen a dog also with the head outside the window.
Right.
No, it was...
No, she said it was a man. It was... Nobody could see.
Hanging out the window.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's...
I would say, I mean, how many times have you come across a tornado in Florida?
Right. And drove through
we've
it.
We've seen them. Like, we've seen them. I had one years ago hit the street right next to us and tore off, like, maybe 15 roofs. But it was right in the development next to mine. And my wife said, that was a tornado. And I was outside going, no, it's just windy. She goes, then why is that roof just going over your head? You like, yeah.
Exactly. It takes time to believe it.
It's not real. Like, what is this?
Right.
Yeah, oh, also, Glennis, by the way, he was trying to show us footage of this. And he decided to put up a stock image.
Okay.
I can't find it. 4 years ago. This is why we did not believe him.
Right. All right. Look.
He said he was going to send me a picture and he never did.
He can't send you a picture. He has an Android.
Okay. Look, Honor, this is hearsay. This is.
It comes in a little box.
Slander, Your Honor.
It comes in a little bitty baby box in the middle of your screen.
Yes, I can WhatsApp you guys all the pictures. It's no problem.
Yes.
Thank you for your time, ma'am. I genuinely appreciate you exonerating me from this witch hunt. And I love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you. Say bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Oh, he doesn't like you.
All right, that's it. Oh, okay, all right, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Now.
Yeah.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
She is much more believable than you.
Yeah, also,
that's all it is.
Yeah, potty
mouth,
too.
She told the same exact story, and you're like, wow. Mm. Woo, that sounds scary. You tell a story, you stop lying.
You know, it's just
the same exact story.
That's because she used big words like weather formation. What the hell is that?
Wait.
Dementor. What is that? That's from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Dementor. Right.
It was
from Harry Potter. That's
oh, okay.
Harry
Potter. For sure. I was like,
It was crazy.
Huh.
It was crazy. So, yeah, you're off the hook.
Yeah! That's right, baby.
Still waiting on those pictures, liar. No.
We only wasted an hour of the show getting to the bottom of
your eyes. This was no waste, my friend. This was perfect. I get to make it today. I am a free man.
First of all, you can't, and then, listen. You can't ask your mom for validation.
That's so.
But your mom good. Was just like, oh, yes, it was the worst storm ever. And I remember, I think it was back in 2020.
Why are you out here trying to sound like Babushka?
Marcos was coming over to the house. Oh, yes. I remember I was fixing him his favorite meal. Oh, and so like, yeah, yes. She was like, was the time. Only thing she said, I don't know if it was garbage day. But you're like, listen, you got to stick here. Tell more of the meat of the story. You telling parts of the story, you know, like we say, woo, a tornado. You say there was some guy in front with his head out the window.
Because that was great.
Like she told the story.
Right. She told a story that was like ancillary. That was like side stuff.
She didn't even mention it, to be honest.
Right. She didn't mention it. Right.
Hmm.
So you see why your the same story you told could be unbelievable.
It was unbelievable, but
yeah, you
it
and
was
your
the truth.
Hydration.
Wow. And like she even said we were there to pick up some. What she said? Mean,
some Trulies.
Some Trulies.
I know your beverage
intake. Why are you buying Truly from a gas station? It costs $1 million.
Well, Your Honor, at the time,
should have stopped that.
I was just so traumatically shocked from the tornado. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Okay.
That is it. I am free. I am off the hook, but you're not off the hook. None of us are, as we have one more segment to go. Final segment of the Tobin and Leroy Show when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a free man reporting live here. A free frog boy. That's right.
Free Marcos.
Clear of all my crimes.
Dude, you got to find a better way to tell stories because yo. Unbelievable.
Well, I think what happens, Leroy, is when you lie as much as Marcos does, everything sounds like a lie.
And it's the grin. Yeah. Like, does every story have to have that grin right there?
You know what?
Nobody believes you.
You know what it is? You guys are out to get me. This was a witch hunt.
No, and, we're not out to tell, get you. We
out
just
to get
know
me.
You.
And nobody
let the record show I was on your side for the entire time.
Well, can I just say this? Tell Glenda she's not alone. We all slip up.
You know, she doesn't even know. I guarantee
you. Don't even know. She has
clue.
No idea.
No clue. So I'm gonna milk this. Speaking of lying, I definitely have to make it seem as if Len is very mad at me because of her. That'll
So you can say, hey, I told you 5 times you can't curse.
Old potty mouth over there. Can't wait to add that to the family reel. all right, are you guys ready to play the game that is sweeping the nation? Start, bench, cut. This one is
summer edition.
Summer blockbuster edition. We did this previously. I gave you some movies. You have to pick which one you want to start, which one you're going to bench. Fig,
I would have got you on hot dogs. I would have got you. Hot dog would have moved up your list.
Hot dog was good. We did this, Dono. We did it with
next July 6th.
barbecue items. And it was pretty good. This. Pretty good. All right, Dono, I'm actually going to start with you, my friend. I will start with you. I'm going to give you 3 movies. You tell me which one you start, which one you bench, and which one you cut. These are all summer blockbusters. You ready for this?
Ready.
Number 1, Men in Black. Number 2, Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
And then number 3, one of the ones that we did last time, Jurassic Park.
Ooh, this is tough.
Start, bench, like, cut.
These are all bangers. I would say to me, Jurassic Park stands the test of time, and it's just a fun move. Like Saving Private Ryan, an unbelievable piece of cinema. But I'm going to bench Saving Private Ryan because you can only watch it so many times. It's so powerful and intense.
Wow.
So I'm going to bench Saving Private Ryan. I'm going to start Jurassic Park. And that means I'm going to cut Men in Black.
Dang. That's tough. That is tough.
Some choices.
When was the last time you've been on a Saving Private Ryan ride?
I do like that ride at Universal. I didn't like it, but I think I like the ride better than the movie is part of the problem.
All right.
That's fair. All right.
Men in Black, that old cheap where you get to shoot the, that stands the test of time, right?
It does still. Yeah. Still around.
You can still take kids and all y'all sitting in the same little thing.
Yeah. Trying to compete. Yeah. Nah, that's a good time.
Oh, and I always, I beat my son in that game the same way I'm going to do that with the college football game later today. I'm going to run up the score on him.
All right. Now, Jay Fig, are you ready for your start bench cut?
Go for it, liar.
Wow. for you, we have Finding Nemo.
Really? Okay.
We have Wall-E. And we have Toy Story 3.
Oh, Wall-E was the little,
robot.
Wall-E. Yeah. Wall-E,
okay.
Finding Nemo, and Toy Story 3.
What happened in Toy Story 3? I don't remember.
Andy prepares to leave to college. Okay, well, if you don't remember, I feel like that one's going to be your cut, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I love Toy Story. I just don't really recall what happens in each movie.
I don't think you love Toy Story, man.
It's a Toy Story, no matter what.
Right. I would argue Toy Story 3, best of the series.
Yeah, a lot of people would argue that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm ready.
All right, what you got?
I am going to start Toy Story 3.
What? How does this happen? You didn't even know. Okay. All right. Who you benching?
Toy Story 3 is great. All right. I am benching Finding Nemo.
Bench. Okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Just keep swimming. Yep. And I'm going to cut Wall-E because honestly, I've never seen Wall-E.
That's fair.
I've seen Wall-E.
Never seen Wall-E.
Sneaky fun, good movie.
All right. Leroy, your start bench cut. Summer blockbusters. We're going to start off with Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas movie.
Technically, it
Bingo.
Is.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It did come out in the summer, though.
Okay.
Die Hard.
So predictable.
What? Predictable that it came out in the summer?
The fact that anytime you mention the movie, everyone has to say
Christmas movie. It's very true.
It is.
Die Hard is one of your options, Leroy. The second option is The Avengers. Marvel, The Avengers.
Come on.
And then the last one, I'm not sure if this is something that you've watched. I hope to give you one that you've seen. The third option, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you like this.
Yes.
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, bangers. You can watch them.
Yeah.
You're still like exciting. But The Avengers was, because here's the thing. Before The Avengers, they had the show on, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
And the last episode of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the first year brought you right into The Avengers. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen on TV, right? Yeah. That the show that you've been watching for 10 weeks led you, the last episode led you into The Avengers, which opened up that week. It was the coolest thing ever. So I'm starting The Avengers.
Okay. All right.
I am benching Terminator 2 because The Avengers was number one. Terminator 2, you kind of had an idea, Terminator, blah, 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 whatever. You've seen it before. So I'm going to bench that. And what was my third one?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Awesome. So you're just cutting that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fair.
I'm just like, I'm telling you, dude, that was the coolest thing about The Avengers.
No, it was. It definitely
I would have cut The Avengers, if we're being honest.
No way you would have cut The Avengers?
I'd cut The Avengers.
I like Endgame, though. I like Endgame was good. Does that count?
Did you watch Endgame?
Yeah. So you didn't...
I didn't watch Agents.
I've got Avengers
You didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you had watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when that season ended and they called for The Avengers, then I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever with some of the same people in the show that are in the movie, Agent Coulson, right? It was just a cool, like, that's what I remember about that series is that how it started, it was the ending of a or the end of a season of a show.
Okay.
Right?
That does sound cool.
Donald doesn't love 3000.
It was really unique. It was really unique. And I've always been, you know, impressed by that.
Well, you heard it here first. That was Start, Bench, Cut, Summer Blockbuster Edition. Want to thank you guys for listening today, listening to the trial that shook the world.
The world.
The hooligans at the Hard Rock and much more discussed today. Make sure you catch up on everything you missed. You can catch us on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Dono, you're in tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow I'm in.
Yes. Leroy in tomorrow. Fig in tomorrow. It's going to be a blast filled with silly sauce. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a free man reporting live here. A free frog boy. That's right.
Free Marcos.
Clear of all my crimes.
Dude, you got to find a better way to tell stories because yo, unbelievable.
Well, I think what happens, Leroy, is when you lie as much as Marcos does, everything sounds like a lie.
And it's the grin. Like, does every story have to have that grim right there?
You know what?
Nobody believes you.
You know what it is? You guys are out to get me. This was a witch hunt.
No, and, we're not out to get you. We out just to get know me. You.
And nobody
let the realized, record show, I was on your side for the entire time.
Well, can I just say this? Tell Galinda she's not alone. We all slip up.
You know, she doesn't even know. I guarantee
you. She has no idea.
No clue. So I'm gonna milk this. Speaking of lying, I definitely have to make it seem as if Len is very mad at me because of her. That'll
So you can say, hey, I told you 5 times you can't curse.
Old potty mouth over there. Can't wait to add that to the family reel. all right, are you guys ready to play the game that is sweeping the nation? Start, bench, cut. This one is
Summer Edition.
Summer Blockbuster Edition. We did this previously. I gave you some movies. You have to pick which one you want to start, which one you're going to bench.
I would
have
got you on Hot Dogs. I would have got you. Hot Dog would have moved up your list.
Hot Dog was good. We did this, Dono. We did it with
next July 6th.
barbecue items. And it was pretty good. This. Pretty good. All right, Dono, I'm actually going to start with you, my friend. I will start with you. I'm going to give you 3 movies. You tell me which one you start, which one you bench, and which one you cut. These are all summer blockbusters. You ready for this?
Ready.
Number 1, Men in Black. Number 2, Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
And then number 3, one of the ones that we did last time, Jurassic Park.
Ooh, this is tough.
Start, bench, like, cut.
These are all bangers. I would say to me, Jurassic Park stands the test of time, and it's just a fun move. Like Saving Private Ryan, an unbelievable piece of cinema. But I'm going to bench Saving Private Ryan because you can only watch it so many times. It's so powerful and intense.
Wow.
So I'm going to bench Saving Private Ryan. I'm going to start Jurassic Park, and that means I'm going to cut Men in Black.
Dang. That's tough. That is tough.
Some choices.
When was the last time you've been on a Saving Private Ryan ride?
I do like that ride at Universal. I didn't like it, but I think I like the ride better than the movie is part of the problem.
All right.
That's fair.
All right. Men in Black, that old cheap where you get to shoot that stands the test of time, right?
It does still. Yeah. Still around.
You can still take kids and all y'all sitting in the same little thing.
Yeah. Trying to compete. Yep. Nah, that's a good time.
Oh, and I always I beat my son in that game the same way I'm going to do that with the college football game later today. I'm going to run up the score on him.
All right. Now, Jay Fig, are you ready for your start, bench, cut?
Go for it, liar.
Wow. for you, we have Finding Nemo.
Really? Ooh. Okay.
We have WALL-E, and we have Toy Story 3.
Oh, WALL-E was the little Oh yeah,
robot.
WALL-E. Yeah. WALL-E. Okay. Finding Nemo, and Toy Story 3.
What happened in Toy Story 3? I don't remember.
Andy prepares to leave to college. Okay, well, if you don't remember, I feel like that one's going to be your cut, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I love Toy Story. I just don't really recall what happens in each movie.
I don't think you love Toy Story, man.
It's a Toy Story, no matter what.
Right. I would argue Toy Story 3, best of the series.
Yeah,
best
a lot of people series? Won't. A lot best of people of would argue that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm ready.
All right, what you got?
I am going to start Toy Story 3.
What? How does this happen? You didn't even know. Okay. All right. Who you benching?
Toy Story 3 is great. All right. I am benching Finding Nemo.
Bench. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Just keep swimming. Yep. And I'm going to cut WALL-E because honestly, I've never seen WALL-E.
That's fair.
I've seen WALL-E.
Yeah.
Never seen WALL-E. And I'm okay. Not
sneaky, fun, good movie.
All right. Leroy, your start, bench, cut, summer blockbusters. We're going to start off with Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas movie.
Technically, it
Bingo.
Is.
Bingo.
We have
it did come out in the summer, though.
Okay.
Die Hard.
So predictable.
What? Predictable that it came out in the summer?
The fact that anytime you mention the movie, everyone has to say
Christmas movie. It's very true.
It is.
Die Hard is one of your options, Leroy. The second option is The Avengers. Marvel, The Avengers.
Come on.
Come on. And then the last one, I'm not sure if this is something that you've watched. I hope to give you one that you've seen. The third option, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you like this.
Yes.
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, bangers. You can watch them.
Yeah.
You're still like exciting. But the Avengers was, because here's the thing. Before the Avengers, they had the show on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
And the last episode of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the first year brought you right into the Avengers. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen on TV, right? Yeah. That the show that you've been watching for 10 weeks led you into the Avengers, which opened up that week. It was the coolest thing ever. So I'm starting the Avengers.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I am benching Terminator 2 because the Avengers was number one. Terminator 2, you kind of had an idea. Terminator, blah, 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 whatever. You've seen it before. So I'm going to bench that. And what was my third one?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Awesome. So you're just cutting that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fair.
I'm just like, I'm telling you, dude, that was the coolest thing about the Avengers.
No, it was. It definitely
I would have cut the Avengers, if we're being honest.
No way you would have cut the Avengers?
I'd cut the Avengers.
I like Endgame, though. I like Endgame was good. Does that count?
Did you watch
Endgame?
Yeah. So
you didn't
think I didn't watch Agents. I've got Avengers.
You didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you had watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when that season ended and they called for the Avengers, then I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever with some of the same people in the show that are in the movie, Agent Coulson, right? It was just a cool, like, that's what I remember about that series, is that how it started, it was the ending of the end of a season of a show.
Okay.
Right?
That does sound cool.
Donald doesn't love 3000.
It was really unique. It was really unique, and I've always been, impressed by that.
Well, you heard it here first. That was Start, Bench, Cut, Summer Blockbuster Edition. I want to thank you guys for listening today, listening to the trial that shook the world.
The world.
The hooligans at the Hard Rock and much more discussed today. Make sure you catch up on everything you missed. You can catch us on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Dono, you're in tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow I'm in.
Yes. Leroy in tomorrow. Fig in tomorrow. It's going to be a blast filled with silly sauce. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.
I see y'all when I see y'all.